Saturday night at the Hodo, found a couple of seats at the bar, and all of a sudden there was two other people sitting beside us, a couple of ladies who were, they were wearing buffalo head winter caps, and they had t-shirts that said, "I heart Fargo." And Jane said, "Love your hat," and then the conversation was on. And these ladies are Caitlin McDonald and Mindy Williams of Boston, Massachusetts, and they join us here now on KFGO. Caitlin, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Jack. Thanks for having us. We're so excited.
Mindy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Hi, girls.
Nice to hear you guys.
So, Caitlin, what do you do in real life, aside from visit Fargo on weekends?
I am a graduate student. I'm working on a master's in speech-language pathology.
And where are you from?
I'm from Hingham, Massachusetts, which is a small town just south of Boston.
Mindy, I can tell from your prefix that you have some ties to the Midwest. Where are you from?
Oh, yeah. I'm originally from Vermont, but I lived in Minnesota back in 2003 when I got a cell phone for 1 year.
And what do you do in real life?
I coach a college swim team in Boston.
Oh, really? Great. Well, it's good to have you with us on the radio, and it was fun to meet you Saturday. When did you arrive in Fargo?
We arrived early Saturday morning. Actually, I guess about midday Saturday morning.
Oh, I see.
And then we left early this morning.
Okay, what did you, and you guys can alternate on your answers here, what did you do upon arrival in Fargo?
Well, the first thing that we did is buy I Heart Fargo shirts, assuming that we were going to Heart Fargo, and we did.
Okay.
So that's the first thing we did, and then we needed some lunch, so we decided we should maybe drive down to South Dakota and have some lunch, and so we stopped in New Effington and found a pizza at a local liquor store, and then came back up to Fargo. So that was our first stop.
All right. And New Effington, I was wondering why you went down there. So why are you guys, why did you come to Fargo in the first place?
Well, we love to travel, Jack. And a few years ago, we decided that we had a new goal, to try to visit all of the states that we've never been to.
How have you done?
We've done pretty well. We started off the first year, we flew to New Orleans, and we spent a couple of nights there, and then we drove from there to Charleston, South Carolina, and we stopped in Biloxi, Mississippi, and Montgomery, Alabama, and Atlanta, Georgia.
So
we were able to check a bunch of states off that year, and this year we flipped a coin between Oklahoma and North Dakota.
And North Dakota won, and... But you also went down to New Effington, so you're able to check off two states from your list?
Exactly. Yeah. That's why we did it. Mindy actually had already been to South Dakota, but she was generous enough with her time on this trip to do a second trip to South Dakota so I could check it off my list and kind of start catching up with her. Mindy's been to many more states than I have.
And so tell us about some of the highlights of your visit to Fargo.
Oh, boy. Well, let's see. I think on top of both of our lists, Jack, was meeting you and Jane at the bar.
Oh, thank you. That was cool. We like meeting you, too.
And I think we mentioned you on Saturday night. We went to the Beer and Bacon Festival, and that was pretty cool. We just stumbled upon that within, 4 or 5 hours of arriving in Fargo. And there, I noticed that... But the men are quite tall, and we enjoyed being immersed in that, and that seeing quite a few locals, and I think wearing the bison hats really invited people to come talk to us.
You did meet a couple of bison football players, didn't you, or something like that?
Yes, we did. We met Big Thunder. I believe he's known as. His real name is Tyler Roll.
Uh-huh.
And we also met his friend Nick Schomer. And another gentleman, I don't remember his name, but he is apparently Fargo's most famous publisher, and his first name is Michael. I think he publishes the Fargo Monthly.
Okay.
Can't remember his last name, but we also met him.
The most famous publisher. You know, we in Fargo were big on telling strangers we're famous. What was the first thing I told you guys?
You said you were Fargo's most famous DJ. And in fact, that was one of the things Mindy and I loved about Fargo is there are a lot of superlatives. We met the smartest man in Fargo. We met the most famous DJ. We met the most famous football player, the most famous publisher. That was fun having all those titles upon meeting people.
All right. Now, so what else did you do that was so much fun?
Well, let's see. Yesterday, we drove out to Valley City, and we went to the winter show, and were able to see the heifer contest, which was interesting. We didn't know the difference between heifers and steer and cow and bull and stag, and we learned all about those different types of bovines.
Were you able to meet tall North Dakotan men that explained that to you, or was that just part of the learning experience?
We didn't actually meet any men at the winter show, but we did a lot of Googling in the car afterwards because we were confused about the different types of bovine, and we wanted to clear that up. I was driving, and any time I had a question that would come to mind, Mindy would Google it and do a little research. So we learned a lot, and after that, we drove out to the Teddy Roosevelt National Park because we wanted to try to see some bison before we left.
And did you succeed?
Oh, yeah, we did.
You saw bison.
We saw bison, and then we made it back to the Hodo for a bison burger in the same day, which was a pretty unique experience.
We saw
a bison and ate a bison in the same day.
Well, Jane and I were wondering if maybe you just headed out to Theodore Roosevelt National Park and grabbed a ride on a snowmobile or something like that, but you managed to make the drive through the park?
We did. There was no snow, actually, and we felt very lucky that we came in a warm week, because if there had been a lot of snow, we might not have been able to drive into the park.
You know, it isn't cheap to do something like this, is it, guys?
No, we're pretty, we travel on a pretty tight budget. We're not really big spenders. It wasn't cheap, but it was affordable, I'd say. Wouldn't you, Mindy?
Yeah, and we kind of whirled in, whirled out in 48 hours. That keeps the cost pretty low, and both of us have pretty good energy stores, so we kept it moving, packed a lot in a short visit.
Now, after I left you at the Hodo, Jane and I walked over to the Beefsteak Club, and then we were sitting in our car, and I saw you two. You were southbound on Broadway. You'd evidently just left the Hodo, and you were southbound, and we tried to figure out where you were going. So I figured that maybe you were going to the old Broadway. Do you remember where you headed up?
We went to Fort Knox, which was the bar that Big Thunder had recommended, and sure enough, we ran right into Big Thunder and his whole crowd of bison. And then we went to, was the bar across the street, is that old Broadway, OB?
Yes.
We went there after. That was our third stop, and we didn't care for that as much as Fort Knox and Hodo.
Well, I'm really glad.
The OB was big in its day.
It's still packed,
it's
though.
It's still, yeah.
It's huge.
It
was completely packed.
Fargo has three colleges, a fine technical college, so we're very youth-oriented, and that's why, you know, people like Sandy and me and Jane are so in touch with the youth of America. We knew we'd enjoy visiting with you, and I want to thank you for coming to Fargo to visit, and where do you think you're going to go next?
Probably Oklahoma.
Okay. Oh, you're doing the alphabet.
No, we're not doing the alphabet. We're just kind of going with what intrigues us, and we like the coin toss approach. Just kind of pick a couple and then let someone else determine our fate in that particular year.
I have a feeling it's going to be a coin toss between Oklahoma and Arizona for next year.
Well,
how long is it going to take you to do this?
I don't know, five or 10 years.
Got the rest of their lives. Hey, now, do you think you might ever come back to visit North Dakota again?
We would love to. We absolutely love North Dakota. The people are so friendly. We made so many friends in a very short time. We had a blast.
And we were really surprised with how vibrant the downtown life was. That surprised us on that airplane as we were landing. We asked a local for some recommendations, and she kind of tripped over her words for about a full minute, and we thought, uh-oh, maybe there's nothing to do, and then we're pleasantly surprised by not being able to do enough.
she didn't have one recommendation for us.
Wow. So luckily,
she must have just been a dud, because as soon as we got into Fargo, we made so many friends who had so many suggestions for us.
Well,
we did not lack for things to do.
I'm glad you tried the bison burger and the Moscow mule.
Well, and thanks for clearing up the pronunciation of bison for us. That really helped smooth the trip for us.
Well, I'm also...
However, we have to concentrate very hard in order to say it in the North Dakota way.
Well, I am also Fargo's most famous linguist. And this conversation will be podcast at kfgo.com. You go to media and then podcast, Jack and Sandy Show, and you'll find yourself there. And, of course, you can find your picture of us on our blog. I know you saw that already, so
we love that, and we're excited to share the interview with our friends and family back here in Boston.
Thank you very much, you girls. A pleasure to know you, and we'll stay in touch. Find us on Facebook.
Great.
All right?
Awesome. Thanks for
having
us.
Thank you so much, Jack. We're actually not on Facebook, so don't be offended if we don't friend you.
Well, good for you. I knew there was something I liked about you. See you later.
See you. Bye.
153 at KFGO, Fargo's Hector International Airport. 2013 was another record.